Okay, today is Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding in the Dharam on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the last one, the third line. Tanya Hamafkir Es Sadehu. So what is the din? If someone makes his whole field hefker, so it depends for how long. Well, we'll see. Let's go slow. Kol Shlosha Yomim, the first 3 days after he made a hefker, Yochel Lachzer Bo. He could be chozer, he could change his mind and retract, and he could reclaim his property. Bekan ve'elach, but at that point afterwards, after the 3 days, ein yochel lachzer bo, he's no longer able to go back. The Meforsh says here on the left hand side, he says, Hamafkir sedei kol gimel yomim harishonim yochel lachzer bo. Bein Omer Ein Ritzoni Shehe Hefker. He says, I don't want to be Hefker. The Chosbo, he's retracting that way. Bein Zochabo Ihu Betoch Gimel Yom. He just does a Kinyan and gets it back. V'shem Hefker Lo Chayel Bei V'lo Pokel Lei Midei Maiser. So the point we'll see as we're going to develop today's Shir is that field that's Hefker is exempt from giving Maiser from. The Hefker Potem in HaMaiser Kidam Rinan says in Shabbos Daf Samaches V'nishmar prat lehefker. Okay, mikan ve'elach in yochel lachzor, but after 3 days he can't be chozer. De potter min ha'maiser koman de zochi bei. It's potter anybody who would be zoichin, who would get the field. So Omer now on the top of Mem Dalet. Tehesa de zu mufkeres leyom echad. Right. Actually, 1 second. Let me see the Rambam here for a second. The Rambam in Perek Beis Nedarim says. Hahefker al pi she'ena neder, al pi she'ena neder, harehu kimo neder. It's like a neder, even though it's not. She also lo lachzor. You can't go back. Umahu hahefker who she'omer adam nechosim elu hefker lekolder. It's ownerless to everybody. Being metalkim, being karkos. Whether it's metalkim, which is movable property, that you know, like a sefer, a chair, something like that, or whether it's karka, whether it's land. Ketid in the hefker. What's the halach of a hefker? Says the Rambam. Kol hakodim zochabo. Anybody, the first one to get there, can take it, right? Becomes, he gets it for himself, he did a formal acquisition, it's his. So even the guy who himself, who made it ownerless, he has the same din as anybody else, and he could come get it. That's the introduction, so to speak, to this concept. But let's go to Yud Zion also. Hamafkir sadehu v'lo zochabo adam kol shloshes yomim yochel lachzerbo. So the guy makes his field hefker, and nobody else comes to get it. Right? If someone else, you know, would get it, then it becomes his property. Right? You can't. That's what Kesef Mishlam is. You can't. Retract on it. So during the first 3 days, yomim yochel lachzerbo. Acher shloshes yomim. Ein yochel lachzerbo el imkein kodem zochbo harehu kizoichem ben hefker ben hu ben acher. Right, if he is just like anybody else who's getting something, and therefore he would get it from, he took property that was hefker, and therefore he would not have to be separate the maaser from it. That's what the Kesef Mishnah explains. Okay, now on top of Mem Dalet, Omer tehe soda zum hefkeres liyom echad l'shabbos achas l'chodesh echad. L'shana achas, l'shuvu achas. So now he put a set time on it. Now he's not just saying it's totally hefker. He says it's going to either hefker for a day, for a week, for a month, for a year, for one of the 7 year Shemitah cycles. Ad shlo zochabo, if no one comes and takes the field. So bein hu bein acher, whether it's him, the one who made it hefker, or somebody else, yoch lachzabo. He's able to be chozer and get his back. Misha zochabo, but once somebody else came to acquire it, bein hu bein acher, ein yochel lachzbo. Okay, so then you can't go back. So what? Let's just I'll see the Rambam's halacha over here actually, and then we'll see what the problems, what the implications of this brayse are, whether it works according to the Rabbana, whether it works to Rabbi Yossi, etc. Halacha Yud Ches Ha'omir Sada Zu Mufkeres L'Yom Echad L'Shabbos Achas L'Chodesh Echad L'Shana Achas L'Shavu Echad Ad Shlozochabo V'Hu O Achir Yochel Achzerbo. Can we just end the Gemara? So anyone's gets it, he can retract. Shlozochabo Bein Hu Bein Achir Ein Yochel Achzerbo. Mipnei Ma Yesh L'Achzor Kan Ad Shizke Bo Mipnei Shizeh Dovash Einu Motzui. I want to say this isn't something that's it's very uncommon, right? Dovash Einu Motzui, who She'ain autumn mafkir lizman katsuv. A person doesn't normally just make a set time. This is hefkir for a day. This is hefkir for a year. Once it's hefkir, I don't want it anymore. So now let's speak this out. Why is this shver? So the reisha is shver according. Oh, sorry, the reisha goes well according to the rabbanon, because the rabbanon say that when you make something hefkir, it's unilateral. It's not contingent upon whether or not somebody else comes and takes it. Seifa, Reb Yossi. The Seifa goes like Reb Yossi because he holds that it's only becomes a new person's property once he's actually acquires it. But Kolzman, that you just make it hefker, it's still yours until someone else gets it. So we have to work this out. So Omer Ula, Seifa Nami Rabbonin. Ula says the Seifa could also work like the Rabbonin. If that's true, so what does it mean that someone else doesn't take it, then he or someone else could come and be chozer? According to the Rabbanan, once you make it hefker, I mean, you could take it back, but you can't retract, right? So Rabbi says, shiny shana ushavua delo shchiche. Now the case for a year for the shavua here means the 7 year period of Shemitah, that's not shchiach, it's uncommon. So you see from the very beginning he limited how long it's going to be hefker. So he was holding back to himself certain rights. That's why he's allowed to retract this whole thing about making it hefker. That's Ulis pshat. Reish Lakish Amar Midaseifa Rabbi Yossi. From the fact you see the Seifa is going like Shita Rabbi Yossi, Reisha Nami Rabbi Yossi. It must be that the Reisha also is working like Rabbi Yossi. The Reisha Haina Taima. So what's pshat in the reason that you can't be chozer after 3 days? So that's for a different reason. It's a Kanas Chazal Delo Lishtakach Toras Hefker. So we shouldn't forget about the laws of what it means to be hefker, because it's like this: if you can be chozer from being hefker after 3 days, so then people aren't going to be able to make any distinction between that case or somebody else comes in and took it in the meantime, right? According to Biosi, you're unable to be chozer, and in case where someone else didn't take possession, according to Biosi, you are able to be chozer, right? So what's going to come out from this? People are going to make a mistaken conclusion. They're going to think that once something's hefker, it could always be overturned. You can always change your mind, even after somebody else takes it. So that's why the Rabbanan made a limit of 3 days, and after that you can't be chozer. So it says, Ihochi, if that's really true, afilu miyom rishon nami lahavi hefker. So then what's this 3 days, right? Make it hefker from the first day. So according to Meforish, he learns that this is actually a question on Reb Yossi, right? Since the whole takana was made that you're not going to forget about the hefker, so then why wait 3 days? Do it on the first day, right? The Tosas Rid learns, no, the Gemara is asking on the Rabbanan, right? Why it's not hefker immediately? Because that's really the real halacha according to them. Right, so we'll see what the Gemara is going to answer. Omer Rabba, Rabba says the reason is because Mipnei HaRamoyin. Because we have these swindlers, right? These people who are tricksters. The mafkirin v'hadrin behind, because they make things hefker, right? That means it's potter from having to take ma'aser from it, and then they are chozer in it. Then they go back in and get it away. So the Chazal wanted to so to speak, delay or change the status. They're going to do it. Yeah, that's why there's this. It only takes place after 3 days. So on this, I actually saw an interesting question in the Zilberstein Sefer Nedarim, Cheshukei Chemed. I'll give a little, won't read it inside because it's a little bit long, but the background behind it was there was a Rav who was involved in Kiruv in Eretz Yisrael, and apparently it was the night of Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is a very big inyan in Zohar, that's the Gemar Din, and he's talking to them about the internet and the cell phones, and it gave them a lot of mussar about the terrible things that could happen with it, and he inspired them. They were all going to burn their throw them away into a fire and destroy their cell phones. So they put them out, and apparently before it could happen, they left them out. Something like they went to the mikveh. When they came back, the cell phones were gone. So they found out who the ganav was. I'll read just this part of it. El shlifnei hatzefila acher sheshavu halaimdi mitzvila b'mikveh to legalois she Kufeses Hamachshirin Ne'elam. Right, the it was gone where they had all these cell phones. V'chushim Acher Hakufsa Helu Cheres. After many days, his barish gonvo al yidei achim hanarim. One of the kids stole this whole box full of the cell phones. Mehir oid ba oisa hayam lifnos asoicher limchor lo as kol hamachshirin tumuras k'suchum rav shel kesef. He sold them. So he's tining like this. You guys made it hefker. So once you made it hefker, I came along and took it, and you were gonna destroy it anyway. So therefore, I didn't do anything. So the question is: Teshuvah Haganim Tzarech Lahashiv Lechol Hanarim Es Dmei Hamachshirin Shalehem Mishlosha Sibos. There are three reasons why this ganav was wrong. I'll just do the first one. Borer Hadavr. It's clear Shekavanas Hanarim that the intention of these people who are ready to destroy their cell phones. Lo haisa el varis ha afanis ha tumeos mina oil. They want to destroy this tumor from the world. Sheim lo chen madua lo hechlitu l'machron ba'atzvam harviyaches tumorasam hakasmis. If they really just wanted to get rid of their phone, they didn't want it anymore. So they would have sold it themselves to a store owner or something like to a pawn shop. El shibivade kavanasam haisa l'kayim machshirim mitzvas uviarta hara mikirbecha, to destroy the evil from within your midst, and that's why they wanted to get rid of it. So these shouldn't harm anybody else, right? He brings these things in the Ramon, in Or Chaim, Simon Tuf Lamadala by Bir Chometz. She'ein levata lehafkir es ha-chometz el acher she'sarfu oso. You shouldn't make your chometz hefkin until after you've actually burned it. K'dei lekayim mitzvah sreifas b'chometz shelo, because it has to belong to you. So they wanted to have their own cell phone and burn and destroy their own cell phone, right? Kol oid shelo nisrafu, and it hasn't been burned, heim adayim nisharim ha-baylim al ha-machshirim. They are still the owners of this. L'chein shalim yishleim lehem ha-ganav es demehim. So therefore, the ganav who took their phones, they were going to burn anyway, is required to repay them. But that touches to the heart of the issue over here. We're talking about when someone makes something hefker or is going to get rid of it, is it still their item in halacha, or is it not still their item? Okay, Mirat Hashem, we'll pick it up with here in the next year.